Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't move it, you can't move it. Welcome to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I am here today for my father, Dominic Cortez. He decided to leave us this weekend, but we have everyone's favorite guest in here, Joe Vanderbosch of On Call Computer Solutions.
Morning.
Morning, Joe. One of my good friends, as well as a fan favorite here on Hammer Time. So today we're going to talk to Joe about the ever-changing smart home market. There's obviously a lot that's coming out that's new in terms of smart home. There's a lot that Joe can talk to us about. If you're not really into the whole smart home idea, he can give you a couple of ideas of exactly how smart home can change kind of your life and how you operate in your home from a safety standpoint, for elderly people, all of that. So, Joe, why don't you give us a little bit of background on your company? I know you've been in a few times, but give us a little background and let everybody know exactly what you guys do.
Sure. So I started the company, or started as a self-employed technician rather, in 2002, and then created a company around that in 2007 doing IT, computer repair, network infrastructure, low voltage wiring, things like that. And then about 2014, I started getting involved with smart home technology through a partnership with a couple colleagues that we all had a mutual interest in. And boy, has it grown since then. I mean, the smart home market in general, but specifically for our company, has really been a catalyst for our growth instead of IT. So now we've become more of a whole technology company as opposed to just an IT company. Although the smart home products really sit and live on a network, so our experience from that realm helped quite a bit, especially creating an easy to use environment for the end user and something that's reliable. But the smart home products in general have really grown leaps and bounds, even in the 7 or so years that we've been doing it. I mean, it's changed drastically. Mm-hmm. Even think about the first iPhone that came out. That kind of changed the world in how you use a phone and the supercomputer that's in your pocket. Right. That was only 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah. So the world has really changed in just about a decade.
Right. And it's funny you touch on that point. I was actually thinking about this morning. A smart home system is great, and I see a lot of people on the regular. You know, we're in a lot of people's homes, we're working in a lot of people's homes, we're giving estimates, and I'd say 50% of the time people say, I got this system and I don't know how to use it. It doesn't work. So you touched on it before, and in your experience in IT, probably really is what makes you guys some of the best in the area to do this work. But a lot of, and I've seen it at my own house, Joe's helped me at my own home with my smart home system, which is working great. And I saw you sitting there at my house with a computer for about 3 hours just to program a TV to make sure it worked properly with the sound and the audio and the video and all of that. So a lot of what goes into the smart home system and making it a user-friendly system is the background, right? The programming of the system and all that.
Yeah, the knowledge on how to program it properly and thinking of every scenario that an end user might face and how to overcome it. For instance, we all know we live in an area with spectrum. When the power goes out in your house, the one thing that never turns back on is that spectrum cable box. So you've got to run over to wherever it is in your house. It's in the basement and push a button to turn it back on. Well, we've thought of that ahead of time. We can custom program a button right in the app on your phone to power cycle the cable box. So you don't have to go down and do it manually. Mm-hmm. Or do it on, we can actually have it triggered to power cycle the cable box automatically when our equipment registers that a power outage happened. And we can have it automatically reboot the modem and the router and the network equipment in the proper order with the proper delays, so your internet comes back up automatically. Mm-hmm. Especially useful in a home where you don't live all year round. Right. And you're relying on that internet to gain access to your cameras and your thermostats and other mm-hmm. sensors that are alerting you of things that might go wrong.
Right. And that one step that you just mentioned becomes infinitely important when everything in your home relies on the internet, right?
Right. So, yeah. They call it the Internet of Things. Everything that can be connected to the internet on your in your home that can communicate back to your phone and push alerts and things like that. None of it works without an internet connection. Right. So it's super important if you're relying on that technology to make sure your internet's up and running all the time.
Right. And I know, you know, I don't know, the first time we had Jan probably 3-4 years ago to talk about this stuff, it was not even, it was kind of like a futuristic type of thing. Now we're to a point where I don't care how old you are or what you're doing. You buy a TV, it needs to be connected to the internet. You buy a Alexa, it needs to be connected to the internet. Every single thing that you buy now gets connected to your home Wi-Fi network, whether you like it or not. It's just a part of the process, essentially.
So part of the process of even setting some of these devices up is connecting to it
right.
through a Wi-Fi connection right. in your home. It doesn't do anything until you do that. Mm-hmm. It just sits there waiting.
Right.
So totally, yeah, you're totally right on that. And just to touch on one thing, you know, you go with the router that you get from your internet provider, or you go to the store and you buy a basic router. There's different ways of setting it up. Many of the ways that people would set them up at home is improper and opens your network up to hackers, other attempts, neighbors. If you don't secure it properly, people can actually break into your network and gain access to the files on your computer through other devices, like a video doorbell that's been compromised and things like that. So you really have to have some knowledge of how to set it up properly, or you risk opening your home computers up to a problem.
Right. Right. So, and Joe, you know, can touch more on that stuff, but even just the fact that basically what he's talking about now is, if correct me if I'm wrong, is keeping your, having two internet connections, and you can speak to this more, but two internet channels in your home, one of which all of your home devices are connected to, the other one is for guests and all that stuff, right? Just so that none of that can happen. So that's more encrypted and right?
Yeah. So I think what you're talking about is having more than one wireless network in the house.
Right.
One that you share with guests that come over that can or cannot have its own password, that's up to you. But it's segregated from the rest of the network so that if you were to give that password to a friend or to a neighbor while they're over to check something on their phone, they don't have access to anything else in your house. They can't control your music. They can't see your files on your computer. They can't use your printer. It just gives them a direct feed to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not risking them accessing anything they shouldn't.
Right. Which, again, is becomes infinitely more important when things like your garage door is on that internet, you know, opening your door, whatever it may be, anything
right.
and everything now that we rely on our home to do and to secure our home, you don't want to give just anybody access to those things. And
right.
those are all things that we'll talk about today. The other things we're going to talk about are a couple of the newest things coming to the market, which I'm pretty excited about. One is the Ring Always Home Cam. And you can kind of touch on this really quickly. And then after we get back from a break here, we will discuss it more. But why don't you give everybody an idea of what that is? Because I've been looking forward to this for a while.
All right, sure. So here's the teaser. Ring, the company that created the Ring video doorbell that everybody knows, also floodlight cameras and some other products, is coming out with a new wireless, world's first flying security camera. And what's unique about this product is that it's intelligent and knows when to leave its dock and fly around the house to see what's going on. And then, of course, reports back on your phone with a live video feed. All autonomous. You don't have to be there with a joystick or know how to control it. It's almost like having a security guard in the home.
Right. Or a you know, everybody has a camera in their house. And, of course, inevitably, the thing that happens just outside of what that camera can see. Right.
Right. It's so, never happens. It never seems to be pointed where the incident happened.
Exactly.
Right. You always wish it was a little to the left.
So this is one camera that covers the whole house. So we'll get into that more after the break here. If you have any questions for Joe regarding smart home or IT or internet, anything like that, he's a know-it-all when it comes to that. He dubs himself the IT nerd. So you can get vanity plates with that now, right?
That's right.
So if you have any questions on that, or if you want to talk to me about anything construction related, you can call us at 803-0930 or even text on that same number. If you're outside of Buffalo, you can call us at 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. Ortiz, your man for home improvement. We now welcome to the show from Lakeshore Savings Bank, Christina Schwindler, Regional Branch Sales Manager at Lakeshore Savings Bank in Snyder and Depew locations. Christina, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good. So we know rates are at an all-time low, and that includes the home equity line of credit, as well as great rates on mortgages with no closing costs.
Absolutely. You know, rates are still remaining very low on mortgages. They are starting to take a little bit of an upward turn, but still something to look into and perhaps refinance your current or existing mortgage that you may have.
That's awesome. So we've had a lot of people asking about the difference between a home equity line of credit and a cash out refi. Can you explain those for us?
Sure. So basically, a home equity line of credit is just that. It's a line of credit that is off of the equity that you have built into your home. So that can go up to 85% of the loan to value of the property. And then a line of credit is assessed, and you can use and reuse those funds over a course of time. The cash out refinance, similar, you're using, you know, the home value, you're taking a certain percentage of the loan to value, and you're getting that cash back, but you're financing it all. So you're paying on the whole thing. It's over the course of time for the term that you have chosen for that mortgage. So one has fees, one does not. The home equity does not have fees here at Lakeshore. Obviously, when you're refinancing your mortgage and there's a cash out, there will be some closing costs that are associated with it.
Nice. Well, either sound like a great option. Christina, why don't you give us the number at the Snyder branch that our listeners can reach you at?
Sure. We can be reached at 898-2101, and we're located right at 4950 Main Street in Snyder.
Great. All right, Christina, thank you for joining us today. For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Since 19-something, the very particular people at John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating have been my go-to for all of the home comfort needs in my place. Having heating or cooling issues, no matter the make or model, John Locke can help. Often, older heating and cooling systems need a tune-up or possibly replacement. A new Lennox high-efficiency natural gas furnace and AC system can make your home more fuel-efficient, creating energy savings. Plus, natural gas is your best energy value. For your heating and cooling needs, call John Locke, 894-6400.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 23rd. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your family medicine cabinet of unused and expired prescription drugs. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
It's time to think about a new furnace for the upcoming cold season. And if your rusty old furnace is giving you troubles, my friend Scott Murray, the president of Reimer Home Services, can help save you a ton of money with this offer. Call Reimer, ask about their cool cash offer on a brand new Carrier heating system. Because right now you can get up to $1,650 in rebates on a Carrier system. Or get up to 72 months interest-free. Pretty cool, huh? Again, that's up to $1,650 in rebates or up to 72 months with no interest when you invest in a new Carrier heating system. And you can actually lower your utility bills up to 30% with a brand new furnace. Do not get stuck in the cold with a broken down furnace this season. Call Reimer. Ask how you can get cool cash from Carrier right now. Up to $1,650 rebate or 72 months interest free on a new Carrier system. Call Reimer, 694-8524, 694-8524.
10 innovative companies, $5 million, one epic night on Buffalo's grandest stage. The 43 North Finals are back. Entrepreneurs from around the world pitching their passions live on stage for the chance to bring their business to Buffalo with millions of investment dollars on the line. Witness the launch of our city's next big thing, Thursday, October 28th at Shays. Tickets are free, but seats are limited. Reserve yours at 43north.org.
Senator Chuck Schumer is a fighter for New York. for education, transportation, and healthcare. He has fought for seniors and Medicare Advantage before, and we need him again. Because some people in Washington want to cut the best healthcare millions of New Yorkers have ever had. It could mean higher costs and cuts to the benefits we need. We just can't take that, especially now. Senator Schumer, we're counting on you to protect Medicare Advantage again. New York seniors will thank you. Paid for by the Better Medicare Alliance.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco and Flerco, shower doors of elegance and beauty in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. By the way, stop into our Cortez showroom as well to see Twin Cities displays. They are featured in our showroom as well. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
All right, we're back with Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here with Joe Vanderbosch, president and operator of On Call Computer Solutions. As we said before the break, Joe does all things IT, but most importantly, what we're talking about today is the smart home component of his business. If you want to reach out to Joe at his business, aside from the show, the phone number is 716-688-6000. You can give him a call or check out his website at oncallcorp.com. If you have questions for him today, you can call us at 803-0930. You can call or text us there. And you can also call us from 1-800-616-9236. So, Joe, before the break, we were talking about the Ring Always Home Cam, which, again, is one of the most exciting smart home developments that I've been interested in. So why don't you kind of finish talking about that?
Sure. So right now, if you're interested in getting your hands on one, they have, I'll call it a beta test. I'm not sure what they're calling it. It's a partnership with, or through Amazon, I should say. If you go to Amazon and you search for the Ring Always Home Cam, and you land on the purchase page, there's an option to sign up to be one of the first to test it out. And you have to fill out a short questionnaire. I've done it. You've done it. Took maybe 5 minutes. And then if you're accepted, you'll be one of the first people in the world to get your hands on it and play with it and report back and let them know what you like, what you don't like, things like that.
I do have to say there were a few concerning questions on there, one of which, do you have small pets, birds, and small children?
Right. Yeah, that made me wonder, what answer are they looking for?
Right.
So you can be a first adopter.
But also, who's losing fingers in this beta test?
Yeah. What restrictions will they place on the product, right?
Yeah.
So it's, as I was saying before, it will be the world's first flying security camera. In other words, it's a drone, an autonomous drone that has a camera built into it, a rechargeable battery, and it comes with a dock. And it uses sensors that are built in to not fly into your walls and people and things like that. It has microphones so it can pick up activity in the house and then fly towards it and report back on what it found. They have very limited specifications out on the website so far. But from what I've read, the flight time will be about 5 minutes, and then it knows to return back to the dock it started from, land, and then start recharging itself. From a security standpoint, when it docks, the camera is obscured, so it can't record in your home when it's docked. It can only record or produce a live video feed to your camera when it's flying around. And it only sends that video to your devices on your account. So it's not like somebody else can watch this camera in your home. It's only for your own uses.
Right. Nice. A lot of people have that question specifically, you know, with the Alexa and all that. Anything and everything that's listening right now.
Right.
You know, you can say, hey, Alexa. You know, obviously it's always recording. So when you say that, it is only on your home network. It's not reporting that video back to Amazon or anything like that.
So it'll record, if you have the cloud storage set up, it'll record to your cloud account through Amazon. But I was more touching on the fact that it's not a public video that right. others can watch. It's gotcha. Not that's not the intended purpose.
right.
Yeah.
It's not on NBC.
That's right.
All right. So and as far as cost goes on that, what are we looking at in terms of cost?
You know, I didn't see. Oh, did I? Was it $250? I'm trying to remember what the price said on, yeah. on the website. I think it was $250.
Yeah. So that's not bad.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that. I don't recall because it's not available for sale yet. But mm-hmm. I think that's what I read somewhere in one of the articles.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about a few more cool new smart home updates for your home after we take a few questions here. We're going to go out to Marilyn in Williamsville. How you doing, Marilyn?
Fine.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
This conversation is scaring me. That's why I'm calling. I'm one of the strange people that doesn't have a computer. I don't have internet. What I have is a landline telephone and a 8 or 9 year old Toshiba TV. And it sounds to me like when my television wears out, when I go to buy a new TV, I have to have internet whether I like it or not?
No, not necessarily. What we were touching on is most of today's common services that you'd use to stream entertainment would need internet. So Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, those types of streaming programs. If you're using an over-the-air antenna or a cable box from your cable provider...
That's what I'm using.
Yeah, you could get away with just about any TV. Most TVs now are going to have smart features built in, and they're going to ask you during setup to connect it to the internet. But I have not seen a TV yet that doesn't let you skip that process during setup if you don't have an internet connection.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
When people say, the man that screened my call mentioned something about a modem, I don't even know what a modem is.
Well, you don't have a modem because it's only necessary for internet connections.
Oh, I see.
Yep. So you wouldn't have one, and you wouldn't have to worry about it as far as the TV goes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
No problem. Thank
you,
Marilyn. Okay. Have a good one. All right, Marilyn hangs up, and that opens up a line for you if you'd like to call and talk to Joe or I about anything construction-related, IT-related, or smart home-related. Give us a call at 803-0930 or text us at 803-0930, or you can call us at 1-800-616-9236. We have time for one more quick call before the news here. We're going to go talk to Rick in Alma. How you doing, Rick?
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
I have a question internet-related. I spend the winter in Florida, like a lot of typical people from Western New York, and I currently have things like cameras, thermostats, etc., and I rely, of course, on my router that I have through Spectrum. I'm considering signing up for one of these VPNs, and I guess I'm interested in knowing what your thoughts are on that, whether it would be something worthwhile to do.
So are you talking about a VPN service that you'd use on your computer, or are you talking about a VPN that would connect your home in Florida to your home in Western New York?
Well, I guess I'm interested in both. I do have Wi-Fi in Florida, and I, from what I've read, you can set up the VPNs either through a router, or you can do it individually by device. Each device can be... subscribe to it, but I that's about all I know about it at this point.
Yeah, so the two common setups would be connecting the two homes together with an encrypted connection, otherwise known as a VPN, so that you can communicate back and forth without letting that internet traffic on the internet without it being encrypted, otherwise allowing a secure connection between the two homes. The other would be a service you pay for that protects your single device when you're on the road, let's say at a hotel, at a coffee shop, on an otherwise public Wi-Fi, so that you can securely do things like online banking without risking your device being compromised on somebody else's network.
We'll be back right after this. Oh.
the Essential Windows from Marvin through Big L Windows. We're so happy with our windows, and we're happy with our relationship with Big L Windows and Doors with my friend Bill Horbit Sr. and his son Bill Horbit Jr. They provide excellent service and their total trust guarantee. The total trust means if you ever have a problem, they'll take care of it. And if you run into Bill Horbit Sr., ask him about his philosophy in business. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what the total trust guarantee is all about. Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. They're not far from the thruway. 895-8484 is their phone. BigLWindows.com is the website. They just went through a renovation, too, and their showroom is bigger and better. So stop in, tell them Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet and realized she needs to get her furnace tuned up for the upcoming cold season. So what did Little Miss Muffet do? She got off her tuffet and made a phone call to Duffet. If you live in the South Towns, the time is now to get your furnace tuned up. So get off your tuffet and just call Duffet. That's Duffet Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. If you call Duffet and ask for a tune-up for your furnace right now, you'll get a $50 mail-in rebate from National Fuel. And when it's all said and done, you'll get your furnace tuned up for only $37. That's right, only $37 for a Duffet professional to clean and tune up your furnace. But you gotta do what Little Miss Muffet does and get off your Tuffet and just call Duffet. Ask about the furnace tune-up for only $37 after mail-in rebate from National Fuel. Call Duffet Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at 648-4257. 648-4257. Or visit DuffetHomeServices.com. That's DuffetHomeServices.com.
Contractors know better than anyone. When you're finishing up a job, costs are tight, and mistakes mean losing money. So for those tricky cuts on tile, glass shower doors, or around the toilet flange, don't gamble. Bring your glass, tile, or porcelain to Steel Crazy Iron Art. Get a precision cut with no mistakes and get the most out of your budget. In most cases, Steel Crazy can turn it around in about a day. If you're in a rush, give us a call or stop in 1294 Seneca Street in Buffalo or online at steelcrazyironart.com.
Hey, it's Bowerly. You ever notice how the trees just seem to know it's time to get rid of what they're not using in the fall? Take a lesson from trees. When it's got to go, call Craigco. Craigco Dumpster Rental. They can help you pick the right size dumpster for any household project, remodeling, landscaping, roof replacement, or basement cleanout, no matter what. No matter what you have that you don't need, Craigco can help you get rid of it. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours. Call Craigco, 791-4055. 791-4055. When it's got to go, call Craigco.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker for West Herd Toyota, and I've been doing some thinking. And, you know, when you think about it, West Herd Toyota in Orchard Park and Williamsville are the number one and number two volume Toyota dealers in Buffalo for a reason. Whether new or pre-owned, they think about what's the best option for you. Sure, I think a certified pre-owned Toyota is really hard to beat, and West Herd Toyota is the place to go for pre-owned selection. But then, when you see a new 2022 Toyota Camry, it makes you think too. And if you have a trade-in, we want it. We'll even buy it if you don't buy from us. Currently in a lease, you might have equity that you don't even know you have. Did you think about that? We did. So come talk to us. Come see all the great new Toyotas and beautiful certified pre-owned Toyotas now at West Herd Toyota in Orchard Park and West Herd Toyota in Williamsville. See why we say it's not just a Toyota, it's a West Herd Toyota. Food for thought. Think about it. Volume claims based on 2020 Buffalo Metro Market new vehicle retail sales reported by TMS.
Welcome to West Herd, New York.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right, you can get a new garage door, you can have your garage door serviced, you can get an epoxy coated garage floor like I have. Wonderful, easy to care for, so easy to clean, looks like a new car showroom. And then of course you can organize your garage with storage equipment. This is all available through Gorilla Garage Gear. Check it out online, GorillaGarageGear.com, or give them a call at 715-6927, 715-6927. And when you call them today, they'll give you a discount of $200 off your floor and bigger discounts if you combine it with some of their other services. That's right, you can really save some big money by calling Gorilla Garage Gear today. 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. Again, I'm here with Joe Vanderbosch, owner of On Call Computer Solutions. We have a text here to ask what Joe's website is again. So I'll repeat that. It's oncallcorp.com. That's oncallcorp.com. And you can reach him by phone at 688-6000 as well. So, Joey, we were before we left, we were talking about VPN. I think the same guy might be on the phone. Might have another question about it. So we will – same guy? Different person? Okay, same name, different person. So we're going to go talk to Richard in Maryland about another VPN question. How you doing, Richard?
Yes, good morning. I wondered, typically a person buys a VPN to protect his computer from others getting into it. Can the provider of that service, the VPN service that you're paying for, can they spy on you?
So the reputable VPN services will not spy on you, and they take it to another extreme. They actually delete any record of your connection from their servers on a regular basis, so that they can't be compelled to give up that data if ever requested by a government agency or a private company.
Okay, so in other words, how do you find a reputable provider?
Well, aside from just doing some research on your own, I can tell you the one I use. It's not a plug of any sort. It's just the one I've come to know and trust, and it's called ExpressVPN.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that, I'm sure.
Yep, I use that personally. Anytime I'm not on one of the networks that I've set up, I'll use that to secure my devices so that others on that network can't sniff the traffic and see what I'm doing.
And you're very happy with them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great service. It's pretty inexpensive, and you can actually connect multiple devices to it. So it doesn't have to be on just one computer that you have.
To the router, so it would be a whole house?
Correct, yeah. I don't have it set up on my router. I only use it when I'm not at my house. I wouldn't use it at my house.
Okay. Okay. And how much do they charge?
I believe it's $99 a year for two concurrent connections.
All right. By two connections, you mean what?
To any two devices on at the same time connected to that software.
What if you connected to the router?
If you had a router that had the VPN feature built in, then it would cover that house, and you'd have the ability to connect it to another house as well.
So it would connect possibly two routers?
Correct.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay.
And you have a blessed day.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard. Richard hangs up. That opens up a line for you to give us a call, 803-0930, or text us at 803-0930. You can also call at 1-800-616-9236. So, Joe, before we go on to anything else, I wanted to talk also about another really cool new feature for your home that you brought up to me. I'm actually thinking about doing it as well, but that's the Moen Flow. Why don't you give a little bit of background on what that is?
Sure. So Moen, the name that people have come to trust for home and probably commercial faucets, shower heads, things like that, things in the plumbing industry, they've actually developed a smart water shutoff that you essentially cut into the water main on your home. It comes in standard sizes. It sits between the water main that comes into the house with the shutoff and then the rest of the home. So it has its own shutoff. You could replace your shutoff with this if you want, or put it further in line, closer to the home's water. You can, with this device, automatically turn the water off if it detects a leak. The way it detects a leak is it checks for pressure, temperature, and flow rate. And it learns over time what your home's normal usage is. So it can detect, this is the crazy part, it can detect a leak as minute as one drip per minute. So in other words, if you've got a leaking toilet where it's not actually leaking on the floor, you wouldn't know by just walking into the bathroom until you hear the toilet run to refill. It will detect that and make you aware of it. If it detects too much flow at an odd time of day, it will send you an alert to your phone, and you've got 5 minutes to reply, hey, that's fine, I'm doing something, this is what I'm doing, or no, there's a problem. If you don't reply, it'll automatically just turn the water off to the whole house as a security measure, and it pushes an alert to you to let you know. It also has the ability to track your water usage, so you know how many gallons you've used, and it actually has the ability, because of flow rate, to tell you what appliance in the house used that and how many gallons it used. So I printed out this little picture. You can actually see this is right from the Moen app that comes for free. There's no monthly or annual subscriptions. It knows the difference between a toilet, a shower, a faucet, your sprinklers in the yard, and it will know, it can help pinpoint which appliance is actually having the problem.
That's a really great tool for all of you, which I'm sure have anybody that has a smart home or an irrigation system in their property. You can probably commiserate when you get that water bill after summer and it's $600. Yep. And you're absolutely astounded at how much your water bill is.
Yeah, that, or how about a personal story? One of the valves on our irrigation system failed and was trickling water into the front yard we don't know, weeks possibly. Mm-hmm. And it saturated the yard to a point where it actually broke through the foundation wall and flooded the entire basement. We lost everything in the basement.
Yeah.
Had I had something like this, that never would have happened. That would have been turned off automatically. I would have been made aware of it. And then when I turned it back on, I'd walk through the house, make sure nothing was using water, realize water was still flowing through, right, and know that it's a device on the outside of the house. I could have had the problem solved.
Right. So this is the type of product that Joe and I are referring to when we say that smart home just isn't just a luxurious item anymore, or a frivolous something that you don't necessarily need. These are things that can actually save you a ton of money or save your home from a disaster.
Yeah, so that product, just as a point of interest, you can get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, the Moen website, $499. And many insurance companies, part of the sign-up process is asking you questions about your insurance company, and they'll actually step you through the process of possibly getting a discount on your homeowner's insurance for having such a device to protect.
And I was going to ask you that now. And what is an average discount on your homeowner's insurance? Is it on your homeowner's insurance or on the device?
No, on the homeowner's insurance. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what your insurance company might give you as a discount. I would guess it's probably in line with the same discount you'd get for having an alarm system or something like that. But I haven't seen the paperwork on the other end of the install. I don't know what the homeowner's been given as a discount after we've left.
Great. And you said you've installed a few of these, right?
We have, yeah.
Okay. And it, you know, fairly reliable so far? Or, I mean, it's a relatively new product. So
yeah. So the first one we installed was about 3 months ago for a client that has a home in Florida. The reason we picked this product and used it first is because it's the only product we could get our hands on and test that's actually outdoor rated. In Florida, the water main shutoff is on the outside of the house. It's not in the basement. There are no basements in these developments. So we had to use something that could be in direct rain and wind and things like that. It's got watertight connections on it. It does need 110 power, which many of the homes in Florida have on the outside of the house. On the inside of a house in Western New York, you'd put it in the basement and you'd plug it into the nearest outlet. Mm-hmm. And it just connects to your home's Wi-Fi for connectivity.
Now, as far as a DIY aspect goes, is this something that you need a plumber for, or is it fairly simple to do yourself?
I would say you should hire a plumber unless you're intimately familiar with plumbing. You're literally cutting your water main in half, which sounds more drastic than it is. It's a 3/4-inch copper pipe. But you do have to cut a section out and slide this in between, and then solder it back into place, or shark bite it, or whatever your method is. But no, I would say if you're not a talented plumber, you should hand this to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Good to know. So, all right, well, we're going to talk more about some of the other new smart home features that Joe has brought up here since the last time he was in, after we get back from a break. But those things include such stuff as smart thermostats, smart deadbolts, smart sensors, exterior cameras, one of which I'm super interested in is the smart door garage opener, which can lead you into what's known as Amazon Key, which we'll talk about. But we're going to take a quick break here. If you'd like to give us a call again to talk to Joe or myself, you can call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. Cortes, your man for home improvement. All right, so don't say we didn't warn you. It finally got cold, and many furnaces have finally kicked on. You know that smell when your furnace kicks on? You're smelling that dust, dead skin cells, decaying animal remains, dust mite feces, and who knows what else that's circulating in the air throughout your home's duct system. This, my friends, is the summer burn-off you are breathing in. That roasting garbage in, and maybe this is what makes you feel lousy. Listen carefully. That awful smell of the furnace roasting the garbage that I just described is only the tip of the iceberg. The smell goes away, but don't think the contamination downstream in your ductwork goes away. Indoor Air Professionals is prepared to get you breathing easier. Indoor Air has been helping people across our entire listening area breathe easier for the past 29 years, and what we have to offer can not only improve your health, but give you peace of mind and reduce stress. Peter Gorda joins us on the live line to talk about this. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, great, Nick. Yes, that's a good description for burn-off. It sounds like a tailgate party.
Right? For sure.
Right. Okay, so yeah, there's no question. It is the peak of duct cleaning season, and so many people are very reactionary, and they wait until now. And the good news is we can still get you in, before Thanksgiving. But it's really important to get this done right. I mean, once again, we're blessed that we have over 100 heating and air conditioning contractors that refer us or sub us exclusively. 28 used to be competitors. Like, that's how bad the equipment is out there that only cleans 40 to 50% out. We can get 95% out with the column system. And, you want to call on that. But, Nick, I remember you were kind of shocked when you had it done a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I had you guys out to my old home, which at the time was about 55 years old. And we were absolutely amazed at what came out of those duct vents. And as a matter of fact, I have to get you out to my new house here because after construction, obviously, as you have mentioned many times, you want to have your ducts clean to get rid of all that dust and drywall dust and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, we do new builds every week because mm-hmm. it's impossible, as you know, as a builder to control, 25 to 35 subs. And at the end of the day, that all gets in there. And then it starts, every person that lives and breathes sheds 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. That starts to build up in no time. People say, when do I do this? Well, generally 3 to 5 years, depending on, allergy, sinus, things like that.
And what else do you guys do that helps people breathe easier?
Oh, my favorite topic. So we have this amazing technology in a medical-grade air purifier, and people are well aware now of all these HEPA-filtered air purifiers, and we still sell those. However, this technology is 40 times more efficient than HEPA. And real briefly, HEPA goes down to 0.3 microns. Keep in mind the coronavirus is 0.08 to 1.6 microns in size. And the DFS technology in our medical-grade air purifiers go down to 0.007. So that makes them 40 times more efficient than HEPA. They're just amazing for anyone with allergies, sinus, anything like that, or worse, people are battling cancer and have compromised immune systems. So those are amazing. And, of course, the high-capacity dehumidifiers are just a completely different paradigm, as they're able to dry 5 times more than what we call the Chinese fire starters, as well as they use about a third of the energy. So when your dehumidifier, when you're ready to put yours out to the curb, call us for the high-capacity one.
All right, so what's the Hammer Time special discount for today?
Okay, so for duct cleaning, you still can get the all-inclusive package, which includes dryer vent cleaning. If you don't do your dryer vent, there's still great savings, but that could save you anywhere from $75 to $125, depending on the size of your house, and as well as the high-capacity dehumidifiers are $250 off. The medical-grade air purifier portable is $300 off. That covers 1,200 square feet. And we didn't mention the whole house medical-grade air purifier is $500 off. So it's amazing deals. We have all that stuff in stock right now. So you want to call me today, sometime before 3:30, and I can totally take care of you and get you scheduled, you know, before Thanksgiving for duck cleaning.
All right, great. You heard Peter. Give him a call today at 716-683-3000. That's 683-3000. Indoor Air Professionals, quality care for your indoor air.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
After a car crash, insurance may make a lowball offer to settle. Don't do it.
Car crash. Call Salino. 888-2020.
Delaware Avenue, Buffalo.
With gold hitting record highs, now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Head to Tag Jewelers and they'll pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag has been providing the knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean, comfortable setting. Trust Tag for the best price on your valuables. Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
When I needed an experienced lawyer, I called the Barnes Firm.
I didn't know how much my case was worth. The Barnes Firm got me the best result possible.
After my car crash, I called the Barnes Firm. Best call I could have made.
I'm Rich Barnes. How much is your case worth? You might be surprised. Call our Buffalo office now. It might be the best call you could make.
The Barnes Firm. Injury attorneys. Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
My results do not guarantee a similar outcome. 451 Grider, 500 Pearl.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-241-5944. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-241-5944 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-241-5944 to see if you qualify. That's 800-241-5944.
Listen to WBEN every Saturday from 6 until 7 p.m. for Healthy Buffalo, hosted by Buddy Shula. Healthy Buffalo is the only radio program in Buffalo that focuses exclusively on health, medical, and wellness. Healthy Buffalo is presented by Independent Health and co-sponsored by Diversified Hearing and Rehabilitation, along with the Buffalo Dental Group. Feel better by listening to Healthy Buffalo. Saturdays starting at 6 p.m. exclusively on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. You can close your windows, you can shut your doors, but when cold weather starts creeping in from your roof, there is only one way to fix it. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, if you've got a leak or if your roof just doesn't look like it's up to the task of holding up to hundreds of pounds of ice and snow, call Ava. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava Roofing today. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 343-ROOF, 343-7663. Go to avaroofing.com. Easily select a day, a time, and the type of quote you'd like. That's right, you can do it all online. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. Again, I'm here with Joe Vanderbosch, good friend and president of On Call Computer Solutions. We're talking about all things smart home as well as construction. We have a few more minutes here for you guys to give us a call if you'd like to talk to Joe or myself at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236. Joe, before the break, we were talking about a few more of the newer developments in smart home. So the one thing that really I think everybody can benefit from is smart deadbolts. So why don't you kind of touch on that? There's some pretty cool new technology with those, right?
Yeah, so the smart deadbolts that we use are on a closed system. They don't sit on your Wi-Fi. They're Zigbee, which is a very low power wireless communication back to a base station, a controller, we call it. So it's secure. You can't pick it up from a computer and intercept a code or something like that. In any effect, it works like a regular deadbolt. The nicer ones have touch screens on them that wake up when you touch them and show you the 10-digit keypad. You can create a code, 4 digits, 6 digits, 8 digits, anything in between, and you can create them for individual users. Here's where it gets cool. You can schedule a particular code to only work on certain days of the week during certain times. You could create a code that only works during a certain date range, let's say while you're on vacation, so you don't forget to delete the code when you get home. It just automatically terminates. You can also have it push alert to your phone when a particular code is used. So imagine you give a code to each of your kids. So when they get home from school, they punch the code in and it pushes an alert to your phone, and you know that they've made it home safely now because they've used their code to get into the house. You can also have a code activate other things in the house. For instance, at my house, when I use my code on the front door, I have it automatically turn on the lights in the kitchen if it's after sunset, so I have a lit path to get into the house.
That's awesome.
And then I have them time out and turn off behind me as I go upstairs.
That's very fancy. You got to do that in my house.
Absolutely. Easy to do.
So, I mean, that's a huge, everything you just mentioned is obviously very beneficial. Again, going back to the fact that smart home is not just frivolous. It's not just for, you know, speakers and TVs. It's a lot
of safety. No, and it's not just for the wealthy anymore either.
Right.
I mean, this stuff's really affordable.
Right. And so as far as that goes, I mean, even if you're like you mentioned, we've done a lot of work at Joe's house and he lets our guys in, you know, gives our guys a unique code that allows them to access Monday through Friday 8 to 4:30 and not on weekends. And it's very secure because instead of giving someone a key to your home, you know, if you're not using as trustworthy of a contractor as Cortese Construction.
Right. They can't copy the code. It doesn't work after you've turned it off or if it deletes itself.
Exactly. So it's a really good safety feature. A lot of this stuff as well, I know I didn't mention it yet, but a lot of this stuff that Joe is talking about is on display in our showroom as well at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. If you haven't had a chance to come out and take a look at it yet, I urge that you do. A lot of Joe's smart home technology is in place there, so you can get an idea of it, you know, how it actually works. And Joe, why don't you talk a little bit about the stuff that you have put in our showroom?
Yeah, so at the showroom, currently installed, there's some yet to be installed, but currently installed, we've got smart lighting. We've got TVs and sound that are controlled through a touchscreen on the wall, also controllable through button keypads on the walls and through apps on phones and iPads, so that you can come in and get a real experience as to what it would be like to have some of the smart technology in your home. In your kitchen, for instance, to control many different things all at once with one press of a button. For instance, we can link light switches together so that you can press one button and it turns four different lighting circuits on in your kitchen instead of walking around to every corner of the kitchen and turning them on individually. Or you can override that by pressing the button twice and turning just one circuit on. And that's all done through programming. It's all flexible. So a lot of that's on display at the office, as well as outdoor sound on the back patio, so you can get an idea as to what it would be like to transform your backyard into that space you've always wanted with the TV and the sound and everything that you can control either by voice or by touchscreen or by an app on your phone.
Awesome. Well, yeah, so if you have a chance to swing out to our showroom, check that out, and obviously everything else we have on display there, kitchens, bathrooms, sunrooms, awnings, everything like that. We're running out of time here quickly, so I want to say thank you to Joe for joining us today. It's always a pleasure, and always
Thanks
remember.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Always remember, life may be hired by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.